yung envelope of the building, so that they build in insulation, probably on the outside. And so there's money to do that report and find out where grant money is to do the implementation. And I think that would be a very important thing. I can tell, I briefly looked at the application, they want to see, obviously, they want a community that's enthusiastic for having this building be an example, which I think would certainly tie into the fact that this community adopted the energy stretch code. So having building an example building that shows how that all works would be a great thing. But it the grant has to be applied by the village. And then I would also need a letter stating that I'm the person that administering that. You guys are okay with that.
When is that grant application due-ish?
It's due November 21st. But that's coming up very quickly. The application is pretty substantial. So they want various essays. So I don't want to go through all that work if you don't think this is going to go.
So you're saying you would write the grant, we would submit it as from the village.
Yep.
And so you're asking if this is something the board and the village is interested in doing.
Right.
Before you do all that work.
Only to municipalities, not for profits, libraries, schools, so you can be smart, can't do it.
So
right.
the letter that you need is a letter of support or a letter saying that you're our guy?
Let me read it again. I believe it's that I'm the person, that I'm the point person. But the village also has to say they're agreeing to apply.
And is that in the form of a letter, certificate? What do we need
it's
to?
It's not a resolution. I believe it's just a letter. It's right. It's directly on the application. Who's applying?
You're familiar with this?
Okay.
We're good. Everybody's alright with it.
Yeah.
And just tell me what we got to put in the letter, and I'll either he can write it or you can write it, and I'll sign it.
Yeah, I'll try and get a sample. And they prefer having you already identify a consultant, so I think you would like to use a bar.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm assuming they do this kind of work, but they're not just do a deal. But we read that.
You have a contact up there, don't you?
Yeah.
For the library.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, Peter can make a phone call and see just exactly what they're.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're cool.
All right. Like I said, I don't need to present it. I'm going to thank you for the meeting. I'm assuming that I'm going to get to this. So, then in that same program, the money that's still hanging out there for the lighting, you can use that as leverage because they like to see that there's money coming from somewhere else. So if you throw in the lighting and everything at once, you can say, oh, you already have money for the lighting, you know, this amount. So do it that way rather than doing it as a separate project.
You know how it works.
Okay. That makes sense to me. So, okay.
I've seen you in action.
Can I piggyback? Are you done? No, go ahead.
Then this is a treatment plan. On the same program, they will cover, we're having this problem with called the Flex Tech.
Yeah.
This is a treatment plan. They want a matching plans. And just roughly, it's like $10,000 to do it, and then we want $5,000 from the community. Well, this program does the matching fund. So
fantastic.
I'm going to find out, will they accept two applications from the same municipality for two different things, and then put in for that as well. Now, all that is to get the matching fund and then to do what it comes out. So
That's great. Great research. I just want to piggyback on some climate smart community stuff, and I guess in some ways, on because Michael couldn't be here tonight, this is research he's done. He's been in charge of the heat pumps. There's a heat pump program, and it's mostly an educational program. Correct me if I'm representing anything wrong, but it's mostly an educational program for the residents of Philmont. And it's about just educating people that there is an option to use heat pumps and get off fossil fuel. And I think, what Michael had a thought of doing an educational brochure, a one-pager with information, and was wondering if it's something that could go in one of the thinner water bills. And if it requires extra postage, there is some money in the Climate Smart account for that, and probably also for the printing of it as well, that could be pulled from that. So I just wanted to introduce that possibility and see if that's something we could work out in the coming 6-8 months. She would know which one.
If there's one.
Okay.
That's usually very tight.
Okay, so maybe we would do a separate, but I think it probably... Okay, I'll talk to Chrissy about it. Yeah, absolutely. So he's been moving forward on that.
That's in the agenda for Wednesday, so yeah.
Okay.
I'll find out when we put it down.
Okay. And so now we know who we need to approach to see about doing it. Okay.
DPW and the water, they've been busy. The boys been busy. They put some sidewalks in last month. They've been keeping up with the garbage and everything like that. And we're still working on getting switched over to Paris Auger, which is going to happen relatively soon, I hope. Cliff has been keeping up with all the water samples and everything. It's been up to the tank every day. Tank is close. I extended it for 3 days because of the flaw in the outside paint. They assured me that there was no problem with it, but I asked them to fix it anyway. But we're close to filling that tank and being over with this project. It's been a long summer. That's all I have to say. And I did a couple meetings with the engineer. Doug and I have a meeting Wednesday at 10:30 with the contractor to finalize everything. And that's about it. Trustees report, Bo?
Yes.
So?
Definitely.
Oh.
Yep. Okay, comp plan report is Robin and LaBerge Group had a meeting with the Department of State to go over the grant contract requirements. Due to vacations in August, she requested and obtained an extension for signing the contract until September 30th. As mentioned in the last report, we've begun to review relevant maps for the village and a draft of a vision statement. We are anticipating having some draft goals for public review in an open meeting in the later fall, and Robin is looking forward to attending the housing conference in Poughkeepsie presented by Patterns for Progress. I'll be going to that with her, and I think Peter is going on his own dime as well. And continuing to be able to incorporate that, what will be supportive for potentially a New York Forward grant in the overall plan. And the next meeting is scheduled for Monday, September 18th at the Village Hall.
Thank you.
All right. I'm thinking I should keep that source for the better. Thank you. Yeah. We'll start out with Jason's report emailed in. He was not able to be here tonight. On the charging station last month, I asked them to look into the cost and how we're doing with that charging station for the cars. and Jeff printed out a report for him. We did lose money this year on the power charging station. He says it's increasing. We need to adjust the price of the charging station. I would think, Rob, we need to do that quickly because we're not allowed to get public resources. If we don't get the money back, we'll be gifting public resources.
Did you say how much?
He says we're $250 from breaking even, but if we don't raise the rates to cover that plus stop it from happening again, we're going to be in trouble.
So we have to raise rates enough to get at least $250 in?
I think we have to.
Yeah. Okay. Do we know what that amount is?
Okay.
I'll stop.
No, he just says that he's going to work with Jess this month and get that completed. You guys will do the math. So that will break even. Then he just sent his opinion because Vern asked him for a full trustee approval of what we're going to have to do with the force work issue.
Yeah.
So he's just sending it to his.
Okay.
And he wants to thank Lee for a simple clarification on the assignment. So that's Trustee Betzel's report. Take care of the fire chief's report for September. There were 19 calls for the month. I won't read them all. Many of them were EMS and a few fire calls, but there's no significant fires, thank God. There's no water. And we've had 58 fire calls for the year, 64 EMS calls for the year, a total of 122. Two drills, one truck inspection, and two extra work details. They fit tested 16 members. The new Scott air packs are now functional and in use. First responder appreciation night at the Clark Town Park was attended. They participated in the Chatham Fair Parade on September 2nd. New air packs, new air packs are in service as of September 9th. The blower heater in the firehouse truck phase is not working, and the furnace is leaking water on the floor. Did you have to deal with that? The furnace is leaking, and he called me about it. I told him to call Vern to do this to get it fixed. I'll put that back on there.
Do you know if Harrington Fuels has been here yet?
I don't know. Because they would have to ask you to put that in. Yeah. I think it's just a TNT relief valve is probably leaking. So it's not a huge issue, but it's kind of flooding the floor down here. For my report, I attended the workshop meeting, checked properties, and worked on all these various issues. It's been a very busy month, but I don't need to really meet with you all. There a lot of meetings and a lot of issues come up as the day goes by, every day.
Skip.
Yep. Sidewalks on Lower Church Street are done now. Set of sidewalks to be done will be on the brick row on Prospect Street. As soon as we get Louis to get up there with his machine. Impounded a boat from Forest Lake on the weekend. I towed it to the DPW. That was for Officer Mason and the Sheriff's Department. And the man came down and was not the nicest person, and we gave him a break on the price just to get him out of our property. So,
based on the price of what?
Towing his boat. So the other part's going to go through our chief, and it will continue until we get it straightened out. He says he has a key for that place.
How does he have a key?
I don't know. That's what he told me.
He doesn't have a key because
he told me he's got a key. And I said, how did you ever get in there anyway? I came in from the other side, but I have a key.
The key's been changed.
Well, it hasn't been changed in a long time.
He must have a key if he says he has one. He wouldn't say that.
Does Martindale Boat Club have a key? A boat club?
Not that I know of. I should know.
Does Phil Geller have a key?
I don't actually have a key other than the ones that are that have been approved for the Fremont Rotterdam, that they should utilize the proper sign-in and sign-out
right.
Procedure in the village office. Outside of, you know,
right. DPW guys, employees.
Outside of
right.
Everyone here. Here.
Is that if you come up in court then, or when you back them up? About, do you have a key?
Doesn't know if it's a key or not. It's not a resident. It doesn't belong there. It just trespass.
No, but if he has one, how do we get it?
Well, if
part
he,
of the process that
if,
we're going to go well, through?
Yes. If he's got a key, then we will address that.
Anything else on that?
No. That's all I got.
Deborah?
Let's see. Had just some communications regarding the comprehensive plan and communications with Department of Transportation regarding the grant for the sidewalks and conversations with board members about that. And also speaking with the state regarding the New York Forward grants and looking at some webinars to learn about that and sharing that with board members as well. I'm going also with Robin to the Patterns for Progress Housing Symposium tomorrow. I completed the Community Development Block Grant application, my first application, grant application. We'll see if it was any good. I guess we'll find out in late October or November about that. And that was a lot of work. And then I've also, as Sally mentioned, we did a good job, I think, together. We were both very patient getting the right, landing page that we wanted. And I appreciated Sally hanging in there with the lots of changes. And other updates to the website. And will somebody I assume someone will communicate with me when there's a water update so that I'll just get that on the web. Yeah.
Thank you. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to move the October Board of Trustees meeting from October 9th to Tuesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. due to the state
And I'm sorry, I just want to add a thank you to Peter and Tom, who helped with the grant writing, and also Michael Sesserman was very helpful. He put in, everybody put in, significant amounts of their own time.
So I have a first, I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to put out for bid the furnishing of number 2 fuel oil service and maintenance for the Village of Fremont Municipal Building, Library, and Community Center. It's the opening of the October 10th board meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to put out the bid for the furnishing of propane service and maintenance for the Village of Fremont Municipal Building, Library, Water Tower Building, and DPW Garage.
Motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint Peter Buckley to the Village of Fremont Volunteer Fire Department as a member.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint Barry Marshall as a member of the Village of Fremont Library Board of Trustees with a term to expire September 30th, 2028.
Motion?
2027.
Or is it 27? Yep. 27.
Yeah. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize emergent repairs to village sidewalks. The trustees authorize the immediate emergent work to fix sidewalks found in current condition necessitates immediate repair or replacement for public health, safety, and welfare of village residents.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to nominate Thomas Pano to be the representative of the Environmental Management Council.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to use the remaining balance from the Climate Smart Grant for updating the Village Hall interior lighting to amend original motion made March 14th, 2022.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to approve the standard workday and reporting resolution for elected and appointed officials for our services.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished committee?
Deborah, have you been down to the dock bench project over there? So do we know if you finished?
I say no. I don't know what to say about that.
Probably better not say anything to one of those chaps. I mean, it might be down.
Hold what?
We probably shouldn't say anything to anybody until we check and make sure that it's done.
It's done. Okay, I think, you know, in terms that you're talking about Mark.
Yeah.
Doing it, yeah. I don't.
I just wondered if you had checked Island.
I haven't. And I haven't heard. I'm sure, I think he would have told me.
On the sidewalk grant, I talked with Dee Dee Barrett, at the diner, or diner thing. And, she was gonna try to figure out if we could use the money. Do you know any more about it, Skip? Oh, are you gonna get that $50,000?
We are.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. I just wanted to, she told me that she was gonna check into it some more to make sure that DOT was gonna approve the money.
Yeah, it's all, there's been a, there's actually been an administrative snafu on their part.
Okay.
Which is that they don't have a record of the signed contract where they, so,
But we have the contract in our file?
Yes, it lacks a signature, so I requested the fully completed.
What is it that I signed?
Agreement. That's what we have, the one that is not signed by them. And so.
Oh, they didn't sign it.
They didn't sign it. Yeah. So we signed it. We did, well, it's their administrative snafu. And I was in touch with DOT just even today, and they said the money is not in jeopardy in any way. But it because it's going through certain channels, it will take, you know, 2 or 3 months to get reimbursed. But it's, you know, he said it's the money's secured.
So Skip has got the full go ahead with this
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I was confused with that.
Were you done or not yet? Did you have something else?
Yeah. Oh, no, I have stuff under new business. Old business, no.
I have new.
No. Oh.
I mean, it's just small stuff. Peter pointed out that Claverick has, they have a list of what's needed for a building permit on their website, and I agree, our website in terms of building stuff is a little thin, so I just wondered if you can kind of authorize either, I mean, Lee doesn't have time for it, he's so busy, but maybe the new person, you know, if I can cull the list and show it to them and they can revise it, we can get some information, more concrete information up on the website for residents. Okay. We'll just do it gradually over the coming months. I can't go whole hog at it all at once. Okay. And one more thing, but go ahead, Doug.
Well, the Forest Lake Road.
I did. That's in the project.
Okay.
Louis was on vacation for a week, and then Louis chip sealing this week.
So it's on his list.
It's on his list. The week of September 22nd, they're going to grind Summit Street, pave Summit Street.
Yep.
That's mighty business. So beware. Probably the week of the 22nd is Summit Street's going to be a mess. And it's going to be tough to navigate, but they'll do their best. Cowers is coming out with a pavement grinder, and they're going to grind it up, and they're going to repave it. We're going to move from the bridge all the way to the top. There's no sense of stopping halfway.
My other thing was the community center doors, you know, the jams, the thresholds. You can see right through them, but we should try to get something done before winter. George was going to do it, and then you know what happened there. And then we talked to one of our employees who said he was going to do it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So, on normal roads this week, maybe we can coax them, you and I can meet with them out there and tell them what we want.
We will.
As well as their representative, we new doors.
I don't think we need new doors.
You can't replace just the door. It doesn't work.
Okay, well, I would rather have you and me meet at the center first, because you know more about the construction part than I do. It's just that we're wasting a lot of energy.
It's easier to have, if you're buying through those and have them installed, it's easier that way.
Okay.
It's done.
And the thresholds?
The thresholds
are completely rotted out.
Thresholds come with the doors.
All right, then the time of the
And then one more thing, which is addressed to Sally and Brian, which is the question of, you know, I'm wondering if in light of, you know, we have this alliance agreement, so that PBI can get funding for projects, and I wondered if you had any problem with us getting, you know, giving us a copy of the grant application for the New York State Homes and Community Renewal Main Street program.
Can I address this? So the grant lines is only between the PBA joints above the building. Then you have to copy it. If PBA writes a grant that has nothing to do with the village in as much that it's not a like WRP, not profit, it's not bound by four.
Rod, is it your understanding that
well, what are we talking about? Like when we did the Main Street revitalization, that grant? Because you needed the village to sign off on that, and that's a village product, so she should be able to get that. And if we needed the village needed it. That was my take on it. Unless you've got something expressly that says it's confidential or forbidden to be disclosed,
so
I mean, it's not. We could foil the agency that it went to, and they'd have to give it to us.
You should do that. You should foil New York Main Street because there's proprietary information in it.
What was the what is the proprietary information?
Property owner income statements.
That would probably need to be redacted.
Yeah.
Okay, so we foil.
They do not encourage us a resolution to do a New York Main Street grant. I think they would question as usual, but that doesn't mean that the village, as you just said, has ownership of that grant. They don't.
Well, PBA couldn't have done it if the village didn't vote to do it.
Well, many not. Profits, and there are many grants that require a resolution. What does the resolution say? We're happy that PBA is going to do a Main Street grant. And that's the extent of the village's involvement. Not involved in grants administration. They basically, you know, want not to accept a grant application for a Main Street program unless the village says, yeah, we want this program to be in the village.
It was your program.
But it's not being used, it's a grant partnership. So I'm questioning that, and it is a lot of policy.
Other people's income and tax information could be personal to them, obviously. But that's, she's looking for the grant application that originally went up to get the grant. That wouldn't have been part of that, would it?
Same thing.
She's looking for the grant that was applied for. That wouldn't have had all the proprietary information at that point, would it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So FOIL it from the state agency, and they'll redact it.
So I would say, you know, you want to do that before the agency. But, you know, having run the Main Street program and several lines of, you know, Main Street money, and close contacts with how the administration goes, we're not at, there's always that question, you know, reports seem to be very careful, you know, because it involves private property owners and their investments.
Would you want to, we can FOIL them. I'm wondering how that would look if the village is FOILing
for an application. You don't have to explain why you're ever FOILing, but sometimes it helps. So I would submit a FOIL to them and say, you want a copy of the grant as administered, not for any nefarious reason, but just because there might be proprietary information or financial information, which is not what you're looking for. You're looking for the grant application.
Right.
Which is in the grant.
Right.
It's in the wrong. I wrote the wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you.
Right. So I guess my question is, would it be, is that going to make it look funny in the eyes of New York Homes and Community Renewal? Is it something that you want to then provide us with out the proprietary information?
No.
I don't. Okay, so as
no,
long
I'm
as it. Okay, so then it will probably look proper to them that the village goes through them and asks for.
So who writes the FOIL request? You or Deborah?
I can help you with it, but yeah. If you want to put together and email it to me, that's fine.
Okay.
I can confirm it.
Okay.
I mean, it's state money.
Yeah.
You can't hide that.
Yeah.
There's a line.
Well, that makes it easier because then you're not putting it in an odd position where you or I have to redact what needs to be redacted. They would do it.
Exactly.
Sorry,
no, it's okay. It looks like I can get it through. I want to go through proper channels. I have no interest in it.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor.
All right.
We're out.